a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, here we go with the B block on this June 14th broadcast, everyone. The CTL will fill our national airwaves these next 10 minutes, as I mentioned before the break. That's the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. KOA's Toby O'Rourke is patiently waiting to join us, but first, we're sponsored by Seabourn.
Coming up in August, some of you listening right now are going to be traveling with us in Alaska with Seabourn for that two-week big Let's Go America tour. We're looking forward to that. And the facts are, with a single suite key, you're going to open the door to incomparable value of all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruising. And from personal experience that we've shared on this program many times, we can tell you right now, you're going to feel at home in a very intimate, yacht-like atmosphere. You're going to get pampered with highly personalized service. You're going to have a great trip.
This is your moment, folks. That's really what it comes down to. Visit Seabourn.com for more information and show specials. And that's going to include cabin upgrades, shipboard credits, and more. You'll also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, it's been nearly a year since we last connected on air with our next guest, and with summer about to officially begin Friday, many Americans will be enjoying the outdoors and camping. Toby O'Rourke is the CEO of KOA, or Campgrounds of America. Off to that show hotline we go to reconnect with her.
Hello, Toby. How are you? Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hi there. It's always great to talk with you guys.
Well, enjoy having you on the show for sure. So, you know, listen, I'm going to start off this way. Mary and I, last week, we were broadcasting the show live from Virginia Beach as we wrapped up our big Let's Go America tour of Virginia Beach. And during a visit to the Virginia Aquarium, we passed your location called Virginia Beach KOA Holiday on General Booth Boulevard. Across the street, right, there was a competitor travel park. But I got to tell you, Toby, both locations were hopping. And for your location, we noticed the deluxe cabins, you know, that you have there. They certainly provide non-tent travel trailer and RV travelers another way to enjoy the property. So give us an idea right now. How's the overall business these days? What has your attention the most?
You know, business is doing good. People are definitely out camping. We're definitely keeping an eye on what's happening with the economy. And we tend to do really well. You know, when people have economic anxiety, we tend to do pretty well that people maybe stay closer to home. They go camping. They use their RV instead of taking maybe those bigger vacations that they might have planned overseas or big theme parks. So keeping an eye on business, it's pretty close to where we were last year. But it's very healthy. You know, a lot of people started camping during the pandemic and have kept camping.
Mm-hmm. We saw those trends, and I know we've talked about that before. So speaking of RVs, Robert mentioned our Let's Go America tour of Virginia Beach with you, but while we were there, we also visited and showcased Williamsburg, and we were walking around Colonial Williamsburg after a few meetings, and I saw this RV from Thor Industries called Freedom Traveler, and I literally wanted to track down the buyers and make an offer.
It was pretty fun.
It's manageable. It's great. I love the name, but it wasn't lost on me that, you know, we're in Colonial Williamsburg, and we see this cute little RV in a parking space. Talk about polar opposites, but we've seen a lot of RVs on the road this year, and it's kind of early here. Summer's just starting. I know Robert has had conversations with folks at Blue Compass RV about possibly partnering with us. Lower gas prices are sort of a thing right now, and there's a little bit of a more positive view, at least regionally in the local economies. And like you just said, that if there is a little economic anxiety, people do tend to hit the road again here in the States. Are you seeing a greater number of RV campers at KOA locations?
Yeah, our business is predominantly RV. You mentioned our cabins. That's a growing part of our business, our deluxe cabin product. But 89% of our business at KOA is RV. So we're very heavily connected to the RV economy. And I will tell you, in our research, we saw more people owning an RV last year than we'd seen in many, many years. So the percentage of ownership for RV ownership is very high. And I think, like you just said, people road. This is a really good time to start traveling. You know, the weather's starting to improve. So you are going to start seeing more RVs on the road for sure.
We already are seeing those. All right, back in April, KOA released its latest Camping and Outdoor Hospitality Report. I think it's the 11th year you've put it out. And really, kudos to you and your team. It is well done.
It's a
fantastic comprehensive
report.
It's some read, I'll have to be honest. You know, we try to keep the focus of this show on macro, you know, items across the world of travel. Certainly the aviation and hospitality sectors of travel, they get a lot of attention from us. But I found it interesting that you're showing 25% of all leisure travel involves camping. So I just finished reading a book from Malcolm Gladwell, his update to The Tipping Point. It's called The Revenge of the Tipping Point. And basically it illustrates anytime you're over 25% in anything, I mean, it's serious, right? You tip. So, you know, did you find the 1 in 4 travelers surprising? I'd love for you to talk a little bit about that. And also, how big of an economic impact all these campers are having on the travel world?
Well, when we were in the pandemic, that was actually up to a third of all leisure travel was spent camping. And I was surprised to see that. That's the first time we had really measured camping incidents among leisure travel. Over the past couple of years, that has steadily, you know, leveled out at 25%. And so that hasn't dipped. That's very, very strong numbers. I think every time I share that stat at a conference or in a speech, people are surprised that that much leisure travel is spent in outdoor hospitality. So we're very excited about that. I mean, among people who consider themselves campers, they spend 60% of their leisure travel camping. So it's a very healthy business. And you're right, a solid economic contributor. People were spending over $200 a day in their local communities when they were camping last year. I anticipate that will be even higher this year. All in, like $61 billion from campers in local communities.
I saw that number in camping expenditures for last year, and I could not believe it. $61 billion is a lot of money back to these local towns and communities.
Yeah, and I think it's important that we highlight that because there's a lot of focus on travel, right? We want to bring people to local communities and see people spending, and I think camping is often overlooked. People don't think that that those people are spending money. They're bringing their RVs. Maybe they're not staying in the hotels, but they are absolutely spending money and supporting these local economies.
Yeah, whether it's the restaurants, the stores, the merchants,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people, you know, think it's just they're going to the national parks and the state parks and they're not leaving the parks, but that's clearly not the case.
Oh, there's so many places to camp. And I think that that's also something that's surprising to people. You know, most camping happens within 50 to 100 miles from home. There is, you know, public parks, national parks, state parks. There's private campgrounds like KOA. There's a whole peer-to-peer network out there where you can actually camp on, you know, people's private land and their vineyards, et cetera. Mm-hmm. There's just so many places to engage in the outdoors, and people are finding those spots close to home. So it's not just all about the national parks, for sure.
Toby, let's talk about the demographics of campers and any statistics that you're keeping an eye on there. I know that you definitely saw an increase in younger people traveling after the pandemic. Where is that number now, and what are you seeing?
You know, this is another thing that's been mind-blowing to me in our research. We've definitely seen more and more younger generations camping. But this year it came out that almost 30% of campers are under the age of 30. And that was mind-blowing to me. I mean, that's so healthy for the growth of this activity, that younger generations are gravitating towards the outdoors, that want to be camping. And, you know, because once you start young, you know, you're going to make that a lifelong activity. This is really being driven by younger families, but also just young people right out of college camping with friends, you know, wanting to be outside. So that's very surprising to me and very healthy and exciting.
Well, and again, I'll go back to that 25%. Yeah. You've tipped. You're over that as well.
Yeah, what a generational shift.
So,
yeah.
You know, I want to go back to the RV side of things, because when Mary and I left Virginia Beach last week, we headed up to Washington, D.C. for some meetings that we had earlier this week. It was interesting to see them setting up for the big military parade. And, you know, the number of outlets that we passed along the way selling RVs, it was tremendous. I mean, last month we were down in Orlando, another big Let's Go America tour. As we wrapped it up, we went down to Miami and Fort Lauderdale. All three of those cities had a large number of locations selling RVs as we went past. So Mary just mentioned the conversations that I'm having right now with Blue Compass RV. I mean, but I know there's Camping World and Lazy D's and General RV Center. You know, I saw in your annual report that nearly 40% of campers are interested in renting an RV. Really, what I'd like to know, because I didn't see this, do you know what percentage of those who rent then typically buy?
Well, I definitely know, you know, I don't know if I know that off the top of my head, but for sure there is, you know, I consider that a feeder. So people who start out, you know, they just want to try it. Maybe they don't want to buy right away. That rental network is very popular, and it's been really growing from the peer-to-peer networks, from Outdoorsy and RV Share, for example. So more and more people getting their hands on RVs, trying it, and then buying it. So it's just a really good gateway to purchase. I don't know if I know the exact number, but it's definitely, sizable.
Well, listen, when you see 40% of campers are interested in renting, I mean, just I would think that a large percentage of those are going to say, hey, we like this. And even if they're getting in the smaller units or even a travel trailer, they're saying, hey, rather than spending our money on renting, it might be more economical for us to go ahead and buy.
Right. Once you give it a try, maybe that's their first time out in an RV. They give it a try. They like it and they want to keep doing it. It might be more feasible for them to own their own. So,
Well, and if they do, I was going to say they've got a place to go at KOA. Toby, I'm sorry. We're going to have to end it right there. Very nice connecting with you again. We need to do this a little more often. Hopefully at some point we figure a way to do this in person. That would be nice as well.
I would love that.
Yeah, we really would. So thank you again. Our best to you for a great summer season and enjoy the weekend. Okay.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Take care, Toby.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
All right, everyone. Nice to reconnect with Toby O'Rourke, KOA, Campgrounds of America. Again, that Virginia Beach location, it was definitely hopping. So as we get ready to take a quick sponsors break, RJ is coming at you with the open road, the D block this hour. The Destination Spotlight is ahead this hour as well, as Florida's going to get some love from us. It's a PTP day here on the show. What does that mean for new listeners? Well, you got to stay tuned. That's coming up in hour two when we talk theme parks. Plus, we've got listener emails and more. 80% of the show is still coming your way. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.